Democrat Paul Sadler's poorly funded and has been trailing in the polls by double digits. But in the last week, he's finally had enough money to launch a TV ad against Republican opponent Ted Cruz.
I'm Paul Sadler. I've been endorsed by newspapers in Dallas, Fort Worth, El Paso, San Antonio, partly because of my work for you, and partly because Ted Cruz is the most extreme Senate candidate in Texas history.
In Dallas Wednesday, Sadler visited early polling places and met volunteers at the Dallas Democratic headquarters phone bank.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, it's Don Campbell.
Good to see you, Don. I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Nice to see you.
I voted for you yesterday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sadler acknowledges his is an uphill fight, but he won't back down. He cited some positive stories out of Houston regarding early voting numbers.
Now, again, I'm the first one to tell you that it's way early and you can't tell a whole lot of projections based on early voting. But the pattern of the story this morning that was reported on TV as well as locally was that people were going in race by race, and there were a lot of people that were splitting tickets going back and forth. And at the top of the ticket, both President Obama and myself were leading.
Sadler's message to voters makes jobs his top priority. He also wants comprehensive immigration reform and favors the DREAM Act. Opponent Ted Cruz plans to campaign in Dallas Thursday, joined by Senators John Cornyn and Kay Bailey Hutchison. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.